Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Late Jay Giles right there.
Oh, Peter Wolf's doing the singing. He's still with us.
Late Jay Giles band. He died.
You
like,
only said that because he's from your town.
He died like a mile from my house.
I know.
You know that house.
Freeze frame.
617-779-0985. Let's jump to some of your calls. Pete's in Philadelphia today. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Morning.
Morning.
The thing I wanted to touch base on is, all right, so we've got finger-biting, face-licking, and now head-punching by Marshawn. What's going on the ice? Obviously, I stand with you guys. I don't condone it. I think it's just stupid stuff after the play. We realize it's hockey. It's a different type of game. But earlier in the week, Beetle, you were talking about, Patrice Bergeron coming up short, even to the extent of, hey, he's sucking this series, which I agree with you, where there's none of that physicality. It's more whipping the stick around, more trying to make plays with a stick than his body. I'm sure something will come out later that he's injured or he's, you know, that ultimate warrior, which gives him that free pass because nobody's going to touch him based upon his play performance. But do you think that the frustration is overboiling now that, Brad Marchand is committing or doing these kind of stupid things on the ice because he's just frustrated with the lack of performance, posture not going from first line, third line, backup all over the place, and nothing is clicking as a unit?
No, I think he does it because he always does this, because he always does stupid stuff. I think it's his track record. I think he's got a long-established track record of doing stupid, cheap crap.
They were winning that game the other night when he stood in that guy's stick prior to the faceoff and broke it.
That's why. That's why I think he's doing it.
Then the guy goes and gets a stick, comes back, and elbows him, and he elbows him back, too.
My biggest fear about Patrice Bergeron right now is that he's not hurt. And then you get to the offseason, hey, what was it? You know, what's the injury? You know how you always get to that last day?
Yes.
You know, locker day, clean out day, and you find out that, you know, a guy was half dead. In a Patrice Bergeron's case, oh, man, the injuries that he has played through over the years, you know, the collapsed lung year, everything that he has played through. What if you get to the end and he says, I'm okay. No, I just, you know, bumps and bruises. That's what you fear right now. That it's just, I don't know, it's going to be 34 this summer. It's been around a long time. That's the fear there, that you're just starting to see some of those miles add up.
I'd like to see him get one early tonight.
I love that. Love to see him get
going. Get him going, really.
Get him going.
How do you think the building's going to be with Marchand tonight? I mean, if that were Boston, it'd be like an Ulf Samuelsson kind of thing.
Yeah, boom, every time he touches the puck.
Yeah, that'll be like, yeah.
Do they get it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, I can't wait for this game tonight.
Pete to Newton. Hi, Pete.
Fired up.
What's up? I'm back.
Hi.
In black, back in the saddle. I called you guys yesterday, man. Just a couple things about tonight's game. First of all, I'm really glad David Backes is back. I think he brings a lot to the game. And, I think they just got to go back to basics, man. Beef up the forecheck, strengthen the defensive play around the net, you know, and help the Tuukka out a little bit. I think they're going to kick ass tonight. I think that first line is going to wake up and Pastrnak, hopefully come out of his trance and, you know, put everything together. And we got to win tonight. Obviously, you know, if they don't win tonight, it's going to be next to impossible, three games in a row. But I'm thinking they're gonna do it tonight. So that's my deal.
Pete and Newton. Yeah. Chuckling Pete.
Yeah, diabolical. Diabolical laugh there.
Yeah. All right, Pete's feeling good. Pete is feeling good. Tom and Winthrop on David Pasternak. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today? Much love to all you guys.
Tommy!
I was just wondering, you think Cam Neely could get involved with Pasternak and show him how to play wing? Right? I love you guys. You guys are
you're the best, Tom.
I do kidney dialysis, and watching you guys make me get through my day. You know,
I right, appreciate that.
I love you guys.
Thanks, love you too, man.
You too.
You keep feeling better.
All right,
yeah. All right, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. God bless all you guys.
Same here, Tommy.
All right, Tom. Be good.
Later.
Oh, nice guy.
Real nice.
Maybe Cam could come down during the skate. Hey,
Cam.
David, come here.
Cam, can you put the pizza down?
I got to show you a couple things, kid.
What's Neely weighing nowadays?
He looks good. He's looks good.
The way that David Pasternak has played in some of these games, you might have been better off with Cam out on the ice.
Well, he is going to be hurt. We are going to get that announcement.
Yeah, I hope.
That's
it would, explain some things.
Yeah, that's coming.
Hardy has even said maybe if he is hurt, you take him off the ice.
Yeah.
You bench him. You put a healthy body in there instead of David Pasternak. We'll get a better sense of that tonight. Where is he at? Because I think his worst game, you think his worst game was game three, Hardy? Was that his worst game
yes.
played to this
yes.
point?
Yeah.
I think it is. And so if you get more of that tonight, I think then you get into the territory of,
you don't remember his damn name yet.
You've got your proof. You've got your proof that he is hurt and it's not worth it.
And don't we still feel, while there's still time, don't we still feel like this is one of those years where, you know, next year it's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder because, like you just said, Bergeron 34.
This is the easiest path right now.
I mean, it's there. Like, this is one of those why not us years. It's all there. And I don't – Carolina is the next round. That's pretty defined now.
I know.
So, I mean, you just if they lose tonight or don't win the series, you're going to say, God, this was a chance for this group to win one.
Missed
another
a
one.
Big chance.
Yeah.
Missed a big chance. Dave in New Hampshire. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Good. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, about the Robert Kraft situation, he's not going to. There's going to be no trial. Any evidence will be destroyed. Motion by his attorneys.
Sounds
if
good.
If they dismiss anything,
there you go.
So
yeah, they're just
no gonna, he's going to trial.
Where are you getting this information?
That's good stuff.
Well, I experienced something similar about 10 years ago, and if the case is dismissed, his attorneys will motion for all evidence to be destroyed.
Yeah, they're just file a motion, and then the judge can rule on it.
Yep.
No jury. It's not even going to go to trial.
Right, but I'm saying,
even if it went to trial and he's found innocent, they will still motion for that tape.
I think it's going
to
be like
they'll immediately file a motion with the judge, and the judge can overrule all that and say, that's it. The tape gets destroyed.
I think he should start demanding apologies right now from everyone. You know, just like throw down the gauntlet and basically make them apologize to him for this wrongdoing because he is the victim here.
I have not said that. I don't believe
that's the way it's shaped.
Dave,
that's the way
I don't believe Dave in New Hampshire said that.
That's the way it's shaped.
I'm talking strictly from a legal sense. I'm starting to feel like many of you others have felt from the beginning, like, oh, he's got this in the bag. I'm starting to feel like he's going to win this thing.
He is winning one for the little guy right here.
No, I definitely have not said that.
Yep. Take one for the team.
Don't put that on me, Dan.
Freedom fighter.
Don't put that on me. He's not some freedom fighter. He's a rich guy.
Boy,
he's
a bad day for the Globe if he wins this thing.
He's
huh?
a billionaire who can afford to win.
So why do you keep doing that?
A billionaire.
Like he wants to win.
And that's all it is.
Is it a bad day for Channel 4?
No, it's not a bad day for Channel 4. Channel 4 doesn't have it on every headline on their website or Twitter.
But they're trying to get the tape.
You know why he's going to get the charge? He's going to win in court? Because he can. That's why.
Yeah.
Because he can win, because he has the money to do it.
I
he has the lawyers who can do
start
it.
Demanding
he has the
apologies.
Lawyers who can beat up the cops down there and beat up the prosecutors. Yep. I'm not saying that I respect it or think it's great or anything. I'm just calling it like I see it right now. I'm just saying, watching this unfold, I think he's getting what he's paying for so far. I think that he's getting a good return on his investment to this point. I think it's going his way to this point. He's getting exactly what he wants.
Yeah, when you really think
point.
About it, it's been a good couple months for him. You know.
Yeah, granted that he's facing charges. I think under the circumstances, it hasn't gone horribly.
I don't know.
It could.
Every time
here's
I still
my
hanging
point.
There. I mean, it's
Dan,
still hanging over. Dan,
something else
could,
just popped up in my Twitter
it could
feed.
Be worse.
Something else just popped up in my Twitter
worse.
Feed about the. You say everything's going his way to this point. I don't know if I get what the detective said on the stand yesterday popping up in my Twitter feed had he agreed to have this all go away 2 months ago. I don't think that. I don't think what I'm reading right now falls under the umbrella of going his way.
You're getting it in dribs and drabs on Twitter feeds and Twitter accounts from obscure reporters in Palm Beach, Florida, instead of a video being dropped on you 2 months ago. And something tells me this is a better way of doing it. It could be worse.
But who's to say that the video gets released if he had gone
who's
that
way? Who's to say it wouldn't be released? You keep assuming that it wouldn't have been released.
You keep assuming that it's not going to be now. The longer this draws out, and there is no conclusion
okay,
to
but,
it,
but
you can't claim victory on either side. You can't say it's going
but
his
if
way
it is released, then what does it matter then that that thing is in your Twitter feed?
All I'm saying
all
is
goes
you,
to crap anyway.
You can't say it's going his way when people are still talking about it and we're getting more details.
We're months in
like
and
this.
There's no tape. If the tape drops at any point, Hardy, you're right.
There may have been no
tape. Then there was no point in any of it.
And there may have been no tape before without this additional information coming out.
617-779-0985. Get to more of your calls here. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. The Red Sox have banned Fortnite in their clubhouse. Want to get to that story with Dan coming up next.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Yep, Yavaldi eats pizza with a fork and a knife. Nate eats a hot dog without a bun. You know what, Mike Mitch? That might be true.
And you can drop donos.
All right, guys. I got to go.
And it all started with us getting some Fortnite wins, led to a World Series win. Let's go.
That was Joe Kelly last year on Parade Day talking about getting together, having some Fortnite wins as a team, and how that led to wins on the field and then dropping donos.
Let's go.
Thanks for playing. Now there's no more Fortnite in the Red Sox clubhouse.
What?
That, according to Rob Bradford.
Helped them win a championship. Yeah.
But according to who within Bradford's thing? Like, who's telling him that? Like, did the team, did Dombrowski say this, or did one of the players say that?
He writes, Rob Bradford. Are you questioning Bradford's reporting?
No, yeah. I just want to know.
Like
it was,
question,
it was, I want to know who his source
it was
is.
A player that, it was a player that said he hadn't seen it in the clubhouse.
Nathan Eovaldi, who he spoke to, but then right. He wrote, according to multiple players, it was decided by the team that the time used playing the game in the clubhouse had gotten to a point where it was becoming counterproductive to putting their best foot forward on the field.
And I would ask Rob Bradford, does that mean by the players or by the team management? I mean, it doesn't tell me.
Well, it's a good follow-up.
I mean,
for the next people to go down there.
I mean, because I read the Eovaldi stuff.
Wasn't David Price allowed to travel with his own TV that they carried a flat screen?
I believe
on away
so.
Games. Remember, they packed it underneath the plane?
I'm just wondering again whether that's when you say by the team, if the players decide among themselves. It's like when the Celtics said, we're not drinking during the playoffs in 86. So that was not it was not management saying that. They just decided to do that. So is this the players saying, hey, guys, let's knock it off? Or did this come from above? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a specific thing you're looking for. But if you're looking for who's the source of the story and that information, the players.
I will ask Bradfo. Okay.
Yeah.
So the players.
Drop them a text.
The players got together and said, we're not doing this, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know that because you're right. The story does not specify. But it goes on to say that, you know, of all these quotes to him, he says, I think there is a time and a place for that. Maybe if we were doing a little better, maybe we would be doing it, but you can't be losing and playing Fortnite in the clubhouse. I think everybody in general understands that rule. When I came over here last year, I was surprised because when I was with the Rays, you didn't do that. When I came over here, we were in first place. Everybody's having a good time and getting the job done. Now we have other things we have to focus on and tend to.
Yeah. Well, it is weird that they won so much like doing it last year. So
I have to grow up sometime.
Why not keep doing it?
Well, how many games could you have won last year without the Fortnite in the clubhouse?
Probably 117.
You won 108 with.
Could have been a real wagon.
Fortnite. Now it's 100 and what? As Bradford writes, it's not as if the players have given up on the game completely with games still prevalent outside the clubhouse. But now the pregame time that doesn't involve baseball activities includes cards and crossword puzzles. Oh, very classic games.
So Sudoku.
That you would, you know, historically see in a baseball clubhouse. That probably reminds Dan of when he first came on the beat many, many decades ago.
When J.D. Drew was here, Tito told me that there was a machine that involved hunting. It was like a video game that it was like about hunting. And it
Big
was,
buck hunter?
I don't know. Whatever you say, I'll buy it. But yeah, it was like in Toronto or Detroit or something. And he loved it so much that they got one for him here. So he had one here when he played.
Wait, who is this?
J.D. Drew. He loved that thing.
Oh, it had to have been big.
He would always go big game hunting.
Yeah. I bet it was big buck hunter.
Yeah.
Is that a thing anymore? You don't see those machines anymore, do you?
Well, there was one in the Sox clubhouse when J.D. was here. That was not since 2011. So
Let's go.
Got their money's worth out of that.
Champs.
Let's go.
Do we really think that no Fortnite is going to change things for the Red Sox?
Hey, they're only 300-500 now. They're going to be fine. Really. They're going to be fine. I mean, I'm not reading into... you can read into beating the lowly fill-in-the-blank, you know, because the whole league is lowly teams. And they're going to play the White Sox now. Then they're going to play the Orioles. The starting pitching's coming around a little bit. I mean... they're going to be okay. I mean, they're not going to win 108 games. They're not going to run away with it. But I think you look up; they're 5.5 behind Tampa. They're like 3.5 behind the Yankees. And they're not going to keep playing that badly.
Will Chris Sale get his first win?
I think it's coming. Okay. I do. It's trending in the right way. They've lost all six of his starts. I think the next one that they win, it's going to be against the White Sox. Again, bum of the month club. They're 300-500. I think the Sox. They're not, like I said, not going to run away with it. But
this was a sneaky big series for them to get the sweep, wasn't it?
It was good. They got Oakland at the right time. They had lost three straight to Toronto. They come in here, and Porcello pitching well, that's a good sign because he really had been bad. And I think, you've lost Eovaldi, but Price and Porcello and now Sale a little bit are all pitching okay. And I think that they'll hit enough. They're going to be all right.
But now there's no Fortnite. Others.
And now that ought to be the turning point too.
Cards. Cards. You can play dominoes. You can do the crossword puzzle. Cribbage.
Yeah, pegs and cribbage, right?
Yeah.
There's some pegboard involved.
With interaction with your teammates, maybe? Like talking to maybe your teammates as you're playing or busting balls with your teammates
you
as you're playing?
You interact on Fortnite, don't you? Just talk to them through the headset, man. You might be on the other side of the room. You're just talking to them through the headset. Yeah,
I like backgammon. No? I like backgammon.
That's what Kyrie said on the plane. We got out the old school stuff and we're playing cards instead of being on our headphones and all that. It sounds like the same thing as Kyrie was talking about on the West Coast trip.
So, was Domino's big when you were there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Domino's.
Always do it in the bathroom.
Football.
Too. Back in the shower where it's dirty against the wall.
Domino's is big.
Yeah, come on. Football. Throw them dollars down here.
What? Domino's or dice?
Domino's and dice. Domino's and dice, yeah.
They played Domino's on the floor of the shower?
We were.
Everywhere.
We were in the Super Bowl '96 down in New Orleans. And we stayed at the Marriott right there on the main drag. And the Wendy's was there. And there was these dudes on a folding table outside, two old guys, obviously from Louisiana, sitting there, barely look like two bag men. And they're playing dominoes. Yeah. And we had the entire team pretty much lined up around them. And they all wanted to play. And then you roll in some bars, and then everybody's playing dice in the back. They play in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know what that is. Just
it's the thing.
Rolling two die.
Well, he went an hour and 27 minutes today.
What's the
with the ringer on?
What's the dice game that they play at the bar top? No, it's just like two dice, and it's. You know what I'm talking about?
No, yeah. I do not.
This is an old school thing.
Oh,
Beetle,
God,
you're an old school guy.
About.
Like a cup, and you put the dice in there, and you put them around, and you dump them upside
like
up.
Like a VFW.
Yes. You see it in movies a lot. It's like
it's
guys
that
just
one and the other peg game with the jumping thing. Like
well, this is
barrel.
Just like a quick gambling thing you do with a couple of dice and a cup.
I don't know
what it is.
I don't know. Okay. Someone will know. 617-779-0985. Mike and Malden. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, there's a thing down in Florida, and I think it started in Florida. It's called the Sunshine Law. We're all, it's, I don't want to read it to you, but you go look it up in Investopedia. We're all evidence, and it has to not only become for the public to deliberate on it, but to inspect it. So that means that film is going to come out because it has to by law. The only reason it's being sealed now is it's under seal until the hearing. The hearing is a public thing, and under the sunshine law, that's when it's coming out. So why he is dragging this on is ripping my heart out. And every day that he does it is ripping a girder out of that shrine that we call Gillette Stadium. Get over it, man.
Well, he's weighed in. Yeah. Ripping a girder. Take that.
They actually put more girders in for the sixth.
They're going to need them, evidently.
They did.
Because every day.
It's all over Twitter, so they're readjusting the big panels down there. Yeah. So they are moving around the girders down there. Steel girders.
Moving or just adding?
Moving. They have to move.
Those are real girders. These are metaphoric
girders. They
got to
take these things and move them because you got to bump them down. There's room for two more in there.
Okay.
Bobby's in Revere. Bobby.
Hey, guys. How are you? Dan.
Yes.
I can't believe that you said if Kraft wins, it's a victory for the little man. He's a billionaire. If that was me, Tito, or Zoe, or someone off the street, we'd be crucified by the fullest extent of the law, and the film would be available already on Netflix. Smarten up, Dan.
Dan, your sarcasm today and my sarcasm is so on point that people are you believe my sarcasm earlier. Bobby believes your sarcasm.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, you still there?
You watch Netflix, Bob?
I believe so.
Dan was being sarcastic.
Stop being a homer, Dan.
And he said victory for
Bobby,
the
he was
man.
Being sarcastic. He wasn't being real.
That's how the rest of the league is thinking, Dan.
Come on. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. Imagine how the rest of the league
such a homer.
Is thinking.
Okay.
The rest of the league wants to kill you.
You were being sarcastic. See, it's flying to everybody today.
Mike.
What's up?
What's up? Mike in Dorchester with the Celtics thought. Hey, Mike.
Mike. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm just questioning. Like, I know the Patriots are big about billboard stuff. When we won the first game, the first thing they said was the Celtics are going to roll over them, and Pierce said we were going to automatically win. Does that aggravate the other team, and that's why they came out so bad?
Well, they were playing at home. You know, they won 60 games this year. They have high expectations to have a long run at the playoffs. They haven't been this place in a while.
Giannis is, 4-16?
I'm sure the Pierce stuff got everybody's attention there, but again, they got to have enough pride where they got to play well at home after getting spanked by 22 in game one against a team that was the 4th seed. So I don't think they needed that, and I think that, you know, that game, it looked like it was still a 3-point game in the third quarter, and then Milwaukee started that run, and the Celtics just said, you know what, we got our win here. You know, see you later.
And it's bulletin board material, not billboards.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, what billboard? They have two changing billboards down there.
Yeah, I don't think that factored in, and I think expected loss for the Celtics in game two. Game three coming up tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that, and also something that Jackie McMullen had on the Celtics in a podcast with Bill Simmons. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the noontime hour. We'll discuss the Celtics and where they're at in their series coming up next. After headlines with Hardy, he's got something on Bruce Cassidy and the Bruins lineup for their game four tonight.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.
The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's no extra burden. You know, this is what I signed up for. This is what Boston traded for me for. So being able to go back, get back in the trenches, get ready for, you know, another battle on Friday. You know, this is what you live for. So, you know, basketball is fun when it comes when you have to respond. And, you know, this is a type of basketball you want to be playing at this time of year.
Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks tied up at a game apiece. Celtics win game one by 22. Bucks win game two by 21. Dan, what have been your initial impressions of this series and where things are at. I know you were very much fearing the Bucks for the Celtics a few weeks back. What do you think now?
I don't fear them as much as I did, having watched them play two games at home. The secondary threats, I mean, we know Middleton. He hasn't missed a shot in nine playoff games against the Celtics. He's just lighting it up. He's a force, but I think Giannis, one thing I'll say is in that first game, you know, he doesn't really have a plan a lot of times when he's just storming down the lane, and I think he got caught in the switches and the sealing off of the restricted area or whatever you want to call it, the lower paint, and it wasn't pretty. And then he got frustrated. He started taking threes. It took him out of his game. Now, in game two, he was kicking it out better. And he went to the foul line 18 times, as we predicted. I mean, there's going to be a lot of that. But I just, their lack of a secondary threat, and you can say Middleton certainly, you know, when you shoot like him, that's a threat. But if they get Brogdon back in game three, I think it changes. I would pick the Celtics to win the series, looking at what I saw in two games there.
Okay. All right. Dan Shaughnessy coming around on this one.
Yep.
Brogdon definitely will help if he gets back. Yep. I know that Brad Stevens, when he talked to us, was it a week ago? It wasn't this week's interview. It was last week when we said, you know, if Brogdon gets back, does that change things for you? And he said, no, not really, because, you know, their guys can shoot and they have shooters. I think he's saying that because he doesn't want to disrespect anyone that is currently playing. But if Brogdon comes back, you've got another really good guy you're putting back in the lineup. But I think the Celtics can win this series. And I think that I look at game two and I'm like, no big deal.
Yeah, again, they were down by 3 points in the third quarter. They didn't play very well. And I think that, and guys just sort of stopped playing. I don't know what's going on with Tatum. He has 9 points in two games. And Hayward had a bad game, too. I mean, those, and we know Kyrie was 4-for-18, kind of historic in his, but you never worry about Kyrie because he's so confident and he's so good. You just don't think that's, he's going to have, he won't carry over with him.
Well, it's the same way with Giannis from game one. You know, people like to alert us to, like, you know, he's a minus 24, even though he's still got his 20s, and, you know, he's still going to be effective. It's just, you know, again, to the Tatum point you bring up, ultimately, if this goes down some sort of a road where, now you're keeping Kyrie. Maybe you're going to go after a guy like Anthony Davis. Oh, Gordon Hayward's not going anywhere.
Right.
You're going to have to give up somebody, one of these young guys or both.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know. Tatum doesn't seem like he likes to go inside and mix it up at all.
I don't know. Brown played better in game two.
Brown's, he elevates.
He gets some good rebounds. But, yeah, Tatum's just got to kick in with him. I do think that, you know, he's been affected by the minutes thing this year, probably more than any of them. And it wasn't a big step forward for him after the amazing rookie season. And in the playoffs last year, he was good for 20 a night in the playoffs. And you go back and look, he had a great playoff for them. So that needs to get started with him. And Hayward needs to play better. I think they win game three and then game four. We find out if it's going to be a really long series or if there's any chance the Celtics could do this faster.
Yeah, did you hear Paul Pierce the other day? I'm sure everyone has heard Paul Pierce by now. And what was your reaction when he said that?
When Pierce said that, you know, after game one, he said, I don't see a way out for the Bucks and Celtics, the series is over. Which, again, being a veteran of playoffs like Paul Pierce was, a little surprised. It's a good hot take for him to be on TV and say that. And it did. It kind of got me thinking, you know, well, he's seeing something and the Bucks just don't have enough here. But I do think the Bucks' lack of playoff experience, they have not been here. 2001 is the last time they were in round two. There's no experience with this crew for this sort of a moment. And the moment was too big for them in their first game at home. And then, you know, they got some help from the Celtics and Kyrie in game two. I'm still not sold on them. And I'm just anxious to see. I think the Celtics win game three.
If we could just go back to Kyrie for a second. And on our simulcast, NBC Sports Boston, we had a graphic the other day that showed Kyrie's five worst playoff performances in his career, including the two worst being in 2015, in the June 2015 when he was with the Cavs. That was when the knee stuff had started to come up. Yeah. And this is when two of the really bad ones had happened in a series against Chicago, because there's this question of, do you bounce back? You know, can you bounce back? And the times that he has not bounced back from a terrible playoff performance were in that stretch when he had bad games back-to-back in that Cleveland-Chicago series in May of 2015, back-to-back games where his shooting percentage, 231, and then he shot 20% in the next game. He was 3 of 13 from the field, 2 of 10 from the field in back-to-back games. He played three more games, missed two games, played two more, and then missed the rest of the playoffs. And that was when they discovered, first they thought it was tendonitis in the knee, and then they discovered on an MRI that it was the fractured kneecap.
Oh.
So that was playing through discomfort, playing when he was hurt. But all the other times, Kyrie has bounced back from bad performances. So we should probably expect him to bounce back in this one Friday.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially coming back home.
30 plus.
And, you know, both of those bad Chicago games in that series were on the road. I don't know if that is the end all be all, but I expect him to have a big game Friday.
Absolutely. I think he will do that. I think the Celtics have a real advantage in the backcourt in the series. They just do. I'm Bledsoe, to me, they're still in, you know, they're in his head. And he did better the other night, but I don't trust him. I don't think they trust him.
617-779-0985. There's that graphic if you're wondering. One of those Bulls ones was two of the Bulls ones that sandwich the Bucks game that he had the other day. May 10th, May 18th, some bad ones in there for him, for Kyrie Irving in his playoff run. Let's go to Frank in Marshfield. He had a thought on Brad Stevens. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. The other night, Brad Stevens, and he's done this before in the regular season, if a team's going on in the midst of a 28-2 run and you don't take a timeout, like, you need to take a timeout. And then if it doesn't work, you need to take another one. And if you survive that 28-2 run and you don't have any timeouts at the end of the game, so be it. You deal with it. But you've got to take at least one timeout, maybe two, right? Don't you agree?
Yeah, I talked a little bit about that yesterday. He's just, that's not his style. He lets him play. He lets him figure it out. Now, most coaches panic. I don't know if it's a panic thing for him or he's just one of those guys that likes him for the end.
Yeah, sometimes it's guys on the road, especially on the road, you don't want to give the satisfaction to the crowd, the team, and just it can be a momentum builder when it's a little bit of a white flag defeat us, so we need a timeout here. And some coaches, I think Stevens is one, doesn't feel it's worth, you know, if my guys can't figure this out on their own, we're going down anyway.
I think it opens your eyes as the player, too. Like, okay, you're thinking we need a timeout here, but the coach hasn't called. Oh, crap. It's for us to figure it out. It's right. Kind of a kick in the ass. I'm not calling timeout. Let's go, guys.
Yeah. I think that's what he does.
617-779-0985. Back to more of your calls on both the Bruins, the Celtics, the latest in the Robert Kraft case in Florida. And also we'll talk more Celtics with some thoughts from Jackie McMullen. She was on a podcast with Bill Simmons. Some interesting thoughts that she offered him in that. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Send.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Start again. 617-779-0985. Pauly in the truck on both the Patriots and the Bruins. Hey, Pauly.
Hey, what's happening, boys?
Hey, Paul.
Listen, hey, what's going on, brother? The only way that this video is won't be released would be if it's determined that the surveillance was done illegally by the police, or the threat of a lawsuit. You know, on the federal level, overtaking the state guidelines. That's a horseshit law. Oh my God!
Oh, Jesus, Pauly. Christmas! Happy horse poo.
Derby
Happy
week.
Horse poo. It is Derby week. Jim, can we have the sounder, please?
That's a real baseball expression.
Damn it! Yeah. He knew it too, though. I feel bad.
Baseball.
For him.
Why? What, why is that a baseball term?
What, is horse bleep?
Absolutely.
Sure is.
It's just used in that culture more than any other sport. Even more than that sport. Where they actually deal with it.
Who do you like in the Derby, Dan?
The favorites is hurt now.
Yeah, Omaha Beach out.
Omaha Beach out. My God, that just upends everything for me. I have no idea.
Omaha Beach, is that the one with the breathing problem? Because there's another one out with a breathing problem.
That's Omaha Beach. Omaha has Beach. The cough.
Has a cough.
I saw that.
It's got kennel cough.
Game winner is now the favorite from what I'm seeing, 9-2.
Omaha Beach had a cough this morning, so they picked it up in a helicopter and dropped it off a cliff. Because normally they would just, if a horse is injured in any way, they'll just kill it. They'll kill it right there on the spot.
Harney is obsessed with the way they kill horses when they're injured.
If there's a chance that it could infect the other horses, they picked it up in a helicopter. They flew it across the Atlantic. They dropped it off a cliff in Ireland.
I have a question.
Because it was more kind of like a Gaelic type of.
Hey, Hardy, guess how much.
It was a nice ceremony.
Guess how much the breeding rights to Omaha Beach were sold for two days ago?
$50 trillion. I don't know.
$22 million.
Jesus.
Right? Right?
So what do they do now?
To make a horse have sex.
Not because they had to kill it because of the cough. They got to give the money back.
Do you remember the amount of screws they put in Barbaro's foot?
They burned it with fire. So as not to infect the other horses.
Do you remember
and screw up everybody's mint julep day on Saturday?
Remember when Barbaro cracked its foot and they put like 37 screws in?
What are you looking at me for, Dan? You don't know they kill horses all the time?
Hardy's can't get over this.
I think you're exaggerating.
No, he's not.
Omaha Beach.
Okay.
This did not happen.
No, it didn't happen, but we're talking about
horses. There's a lot of sarcasm on the show today, which people are taking literally.
Hey, God forbid, you protect the little baby seals, but you kill horses.
This wonderful.
Race the horses and then you kill them. Yeah, that's real legal in this country.
Beautiful thoroughbred animal had a sniffle. So they put it on one of those Gen X rockets to the moon, and they're going to send it directly into the sun.
Hardy is only messing with you.
Who's the
that's
one?
Not happen.
That's a horse law.
SpaceX.
Who's the one that got killed in? It was at the race in Baltimore. It broke the leg right there on the track.
There was one recently.
They covered it. They covered it with a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Barbaro. Barbaro, they put a million screws in.
Famous one named Ruffian a long time ago.
And
Ruffian.
I remember people saying they were running screaming because they heard the gunshots when I shot it in the head. Like right there on the track, they cover it with a tent, shoot in the head, and then they bring in a forklift.
A terrible, all too common occurrence in that sport.
Remember it?
Breed these beautiful horses, and if they so much as get a scratch in one of their hooves, they just blow it to hell.
Remember Animal House?
Stick a bazooka in
Animal House. They put a
chainsaw
out. Omaha Beach developed a cough, and a subsequent veterinary exam showed the colt had an entrapped epiglottis.
Epigillus?
Is that near the uvula?
It's generally not life or career threatening and is typically corrected with minor surgery.
Dangles.
Yeah. Oh. Thoughts and prayers.
So they could have a minor surgery to correct that.
Yeah.
Well, imagine training that horse in 2 days.
Like, having your tonsils out or something, your adenoids.
Can they just pass
but
it?
But for a horse.
Can they just pass
there
it?
There was the Derby 1 year when I was watching, and they got done, and then obviously they had somebody up there on the panel who was not a full-time race analyst. And one of the horses went down, and they brought the tent out. So they had the race doctor down on the track. And someone sitting at the desk said, okay, so what's the prognosis? Is this something that, you know, the horse will be able to come back from quickly? And the doctor said, like, oh, no, the horse is dead. They already they literally killed it immediately. There's no messing around. Oh, but wonderful animal, tragic. Yeah, yeah, but, you know, it's over now. Yeah, no crying over spilled horse blood. Yeah,
why can't?
Get the bulldozer out there, scoop it up, and let people wear their cute hats and not have to look at that anymore.
Why is it the only animal that you have to kill when it breaks? It's like, why can't you like put a plate in?
There's too much weight. The horse has too much weight to sustain. The horse would suffer.
Right.
Wow. You think a horse isn't smart enough to like transfer the weight to the other three?
They're not.
There'd be zero suffering if they weren't bred and forced to run all the time. But yeah, we like to bet.
Yeah.
You know,
let's get it.
We like
the mint juleps fast.
We like the big hats. Yeah. Tom Brady's got his big party that he's going to, and
all the list
of C-list celebrities. You know what? Brady needs a new agent. He should not be among that list of people attending that Derby party. We should get to that later. Go down that
list. We do, because on that list, next to some of the questionable music acts who I have no clue who they are, they put in parentheses, a country artist, or if you don't know, like Jay-Z, you don't have to put anything. Then you go down to Travis Tritt, former country artist. It's just like reminding people.
Used to sing songs that people liked.
And then somehow, Joey freaking Fatone made it again, alone. Like all of the Backstreet Boys are going together, Joey Fatone.
Yeah. I don't know.
What does Joey Fatone do?
Brady does not belong on that list.
Sure he does.
No.
He's bigger than all that.
That's why I say he doesn't belong there.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. He's the star this year.
I don't know what it was like in years past, but I was looking at that list. I'm like, no, dude. Yeah. No, you got to fix that. Find a new party.
Yeah.
Or don't go.
How about when we thought that he could steer his own hot air balloon because he and his wife took a hot air balloon because of the traffic? I knew they did. So that means they had some little man run down on the ground pulling a rope, like weaving it out of traffic.
Well, no, I think you gotta launch the balloon from a spot that will get you to the racetrack.
What if you ever shoot it? Like you missed the racetrack. They got to have some moron down there running around pulling it.
I don't
over.
Know if there's someone running around with a rope. I'm just saying, like, if the wind is blowing from the from the west,
but it's like,
then you got to go park your car a couple miles west of
you go parasailing and you get attached to the boat. The boat takes the parasail around. You know what I mean? You could move around.
Oh, God.
You let that sail go. It just goes. The boat steers the parasail. It's attached to it. So why wouldn't you have an attachment to the hot air balloon to pull that balloon and bring it right
I don't think
down?
You'd be able to pull a hot air balloon from the ground.
Beetle, how long are you going to let this go?
Till 2?
I couldn't hear you. Jim was in my ear. What'd you say, Dan?
How long are you going to let this go?
2 p.m.
I'm about done with it. Okay. You?
I was done a long time ago.
Okay, here are the headlines with Hardy.
Shouldn't have brought up, Dan.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.